Hi there, this is Shelley, and once again I'm introducing a topic here that is quite deep. It's really easy to get lost in this topic. So I hope that I can help you when you're thinking about supporting students in a group class who are experiencing a variety of injuries and conditions, how you might go about a methodical process of increasing your skill in this area. So as you'll see here, we start with the foundational anatomy, and the list looks a little bit long. There are 10 items there. Those do, however, refer to only four general topics, that is the nervous system, respiratory anatomy, anatomy of the spine, and then the musculoskeletal system. We've very specifically broken them out so that you can address them methodically and know what you're studying and learning. So those topics are going to be, as I mentioned, foundational, but it really depends on what your personal experience and background is as to how much you will want to delve into these topics. So if you are a really new teacher and this is all new to you, we would recommend that this list be in the forefront for you to step by step go through these topics, no matter what else you're focused on in your teaching. And then if this is fairly topics that you're fairly comfortable with, you could always jump right into an injury or condition that you are interested in, say sciatica or a general low back pain. So I'll discuss low back pain as an example, because that is a case where it's really deep topic again. And once you get into about low back pain and yoga for low back pain, I think you'll feel much more prepared to consider this topic and to teach to it. But it will also highlight where for you you have perhaps holes or an interest in developing more skills and knowledge around particular anatomy topics, specifically in this case, the spine, movement, the pelvis, and the core. And each of those are quite deep. But I think depending upon how you structure your time, you can organize your learning to focus just on what you need. So again, if sciatica or low back pain or neck and upper back pain or what have you is your interest or your need right now, you can jump right to that, and then as you need or in a methodical way go through these 10 foundational anatomy topics. Okay, so on the jumping ahead now too, once you feel like injuries and conditions is an area that you really want to develop your skill set, we have an offering where we begin at the beginning, as usual, with an introduction that can help you review the opportunities and challenges of teaching basically a technique, yoga, that is, yoga techniques that were intended to be taught individually in a group class. So just kind of going over that topic and thinking about that. The next very important topic, I think, is being really clear on when a student should be referred to either someone who can diagnose a condition or it's clear that a group class isn't a good fit for them. So we call that out really clearly in the when to refer out section. Then it gets pretty fun, I think, in the therapeutic principles section. We've broken that out into working with pain and more therapeutic principles, those two sections. And I think you'll really enjoy what we've brought together there. The topics are fascinating and really give you fun, broad perspective, as well as very specific ways to work with students. Finally, the topics that we have identified as primary, or what we might expect that most students would expect a teacher to be able to support them if they walked into class with. And certainly something like sciatica and SI joint pain and general low back pain, we would probably all agree that those are common topics. We start, however, with chronic pain, and that may be something that you would wonder, why is that at the top of the list? So I'd like to explain why, and that is just for two reasons. One is chronic pain and acute pain are just so dramatically different that it's really helpful for all teachers to feel really confident in that differentiation, how that difference, primarily how the nervous system is really involved in chronic pain. And secondly, because students will often turn to yoga because they have pain that has not cleared up. And so whether or not they call it chronic pain, you can simply ask how long they've experienced it and learn more about that. But the fact is, many students turn to yoga for chronic pain. And again, because it is such a unique and fascinating area, and because yoga is so excellent at and uniquely excellent at addressing chronic pain, that's why that's at the top of the list. The inclusion of pregnancy, that is because while there are prenatal classes, clearly sometimes pregnant students walk into a regular class. And so our coverage of this topic is very specifically for that situation. We also include in, I think it's in the therapeutic principles section, or no, it might be in the introduction. We also give some sample content on helping you to put information in your website or at the place that the yoga is taught that helps students choose a class. So if they're pregnant, you might want to direct them to the prenatal classes, or at least to go there to get a sense for their own preferences in adapting in a regular class. So those six issues we feel like are great priorities for you to make sure you're feeling really comfortable about, and we offer a lot of support around those topics. And then if you're interested in other topics or feeling comfortable with those, there's so much more, and we list those here, including body size, image and acceptance issues, knee issues, PTSD and trauma, and more. So I hope that really supports you in your study and evolution on these topics. And as always, I'm wishing you well in your practice and teaching. Thank you.